cured bacon.
Okay. And the outside of the bacon is called the...
The rind.
And say if you took the trimmings and sliced them up and ground them, you'd make... Maybe stuff them in a casing, you'd...
Oh, bake sausages. Okay. What you're talking about?
And the person that sells meat is called the...
Well, butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you'd say the meat is...
Spoiled.
And after you butcher a hog, is there anything you can make with the meat from its head?
Oh, sauce is one word for it, and hog's head cheese is another word.
Mm-hmm. What was it called when you were growing up? Which word?
Hog's head cheese, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of anyone making anything out of the liver, maybe by cooking and grinding it up?
Liver pate or something like that. I don't know. I haven't had any experience with it.
Mm-hmm. And do you ever hear of anything made out of the blood?
Yes, I've heard of blood pudding from one family. Used to live close to us, but I don't know anything about it. Care about it, think about it.
What was that blood pudding you just heard about from one family?
There was a French family that lived across the street from us that used to make blood pudding. But I don't know a thing about what it was like or anything about it except that they did make it and they were crazy about it.
But they were French and they... Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of anything called scrapple or pawn hoss or cripple?
Mm.
Say if you had butter and that was kept too long, you'd say that it was...
rancid.
And the thick sour milk that you keep is...
clabber, or if you churn it, make buttermilk out of it.
Is there anything you could make with clabber?
Make cottage cheese.
Huh?
Cottage cheese.
Okay. And the first thing you do after milking is you have to...
strain it.
Okay. And something sort of like a fruit pie only has several layers of fruit and pastry in it.
Cobbler?
Okay. And what might you call milk or cream that you can mix with sugar and nutmeg and pour over pie?
No. Milk?
Oh, I was wondering if you call that a sauce or dip or dressing?
I suppose it'd be depend on how you did it. But you can make sauces out of those things.
Mm-hmm. And say food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
well, snacks or...
okay. And you said this morning what breakfast at 7 o'clock?
8.
And yesterday at that time I had already...
eaten.
And tomorrow I will...
will eat.
And say if you were real thirsty, you might go to the sink and pour yourself a...
glass of water.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and...
broke.
And so you say somebody has...
broken.
Okay. And I didn't mean to...
didn't mean to break it.
And if you were real thirsty, you might say, I bought a lot of water.
Drank.
And you might ask me, how much have you?
How much did you drink?
Or how much water have you?
Have you drunk?
And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and...
no, go ahead and eat.
Or if they're standing up, you tell them to...
well...